Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klal Dalad Simen Tes. So the Chayyadim introduced a concept of an Isser of Libo Raya as a Herva. So he gave an example of a person who's standing in the water. His heart is above the water level, and his Herva is below the water level, so that's acceptable because there's a separation between the heart and the Herva. Avo. If the situation is that the water level is up to his chest and the heart is also in the water, so a person has to create a separation between the lave and the erva. If the water is dirty, it's not a common problem which we have nowadays. Once upon a time, the mikvos, the water would become stagnant, and it would eventually reach a point where it was smelly. So that could potentially be a problem with saying a bracha. Baruch Hashem, we do not deal with that issue anymore. So I'll cover my heart, I'll face away, but the erva is megula. Person standing not in the water, his erva is megula, so that's a problem as well. We mentioned before that the language of the pasuk is not that the person should not see an erva, but his erva should not be seen. So even if the person is not looking at the erva is visible, it's going to be problematic. That's true with somebody else's erva, one's own erva as well. So now, what about the other way around? The person is his erva is mechusa, but he's bare chested. Is a person allowed to say a bracha in that situation? The answer is yes, as long as there's a separation between him and the erva, and his erva is megula, even though it's not sneezes. We said before that a person is supposed to dress and act in an appropriate, sneeze way, but that does not come with a problem in regards to saying a bracha. A person will be allowed to say a bracha under those circumstances. Not that it's the appropriate derech eretz, and it's not mehudar in the way to show kavod for a bracha in that situation. But mikra din, Chazal does not put any limitation in regards to saying a bracha. A person's head is covered. That is required. His erva is covered. There's a separation between oneself and one's erva. So a person is at a swimming pool and he's wearing swimming trunks, so the elastic in the swimming trunks approximates this concept of a hefzik between the lave and the erva because it's tight against the body. So that would be sufficient to separate between his lave and his erva. His erva is mechusa. So even though he's bare-chested, he could put on a yarmulke and make a bracha and drink something under those circumstances. That would be acceptable. Now, venerally, then the Chayyadim adds in the parentheses, the situation where the erva is mechusa. So, meeker than the erva is mechusa, but it's still visible. It's through a window, it's through a garment which is thin, so it's still visible. Kimach erva mechusa, mucha lahatzim ena v'levorech. In that situation, it's not in the rice anymore because the erva is mechusa. Even though it's visible, in that situation, shutting one's eyes is sufficient. So in a situation where a person is in the presence of a woman who is dressed, but her garment is not fully opaque. So there's some visualization of the woman's body. That situation halachically considered mechusa, so one does not need to turn away. One can fulfill his obligation by shutting one's eyes. One can rely on that for the parts of the body which are not erva min haTorah. So the primary erva of a man or of a woman is erva min haTorah, and that this would not be sufficient for that purpose. But the other parts of the body are only erva min rabbanan. This would be sufficient in that situation where it's derech halon, or it is through a bag of dak, so it is efficient for that purpose. I do want to touch on a situation where a person is in a place where there is a digital version of a woman who is not dressed properly. TV, movie, ad, something which is being played on a screen on the computer, something of that sort. What halachas would that have? Beis Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.